The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Tazria, the Torah talks about the halachas of tzaras. Tzaras, the Torah says that a person who gets a white spot on his body, neged tzaras, if it's the right shade, he goes to the kohen, and the kohen sees if it's the right shade. The halacha is that the kohen says that he's tamei. What's the halacha of a metzora? So if he just has a white shade, the halacha is, the Torah says that the kohen has to lock him up. That's called a metzora musker. He sends him chutz lamachna for 7 days. At the seventh day, he comes and he sees what happened. If there's one of three simoni tumah, three things that could happen that make a koy and make the mitzera a muchlet, make him tummy completely, his tummy becomes more chomer. Either if there are two white hairs, tzer lovin, that grew in the nega, or if there is a spot in the middle of the nega, in the center of the nega, that is not white, that's the regular skin color of the person. Or the third thing, the third simon tumah is if the nega spread. It's called pisyon. Pasuk says if it's posah nega, if the nega spread. So if it's one of these three things, then he's a muchlet. He changes from a musker to a muchlet, and he has different halachas. He's still tamei until the nega goes away. He's tamei for an indeterminate, unspecified amount of time. Until the nega goes away, he will be tamei. He's the sit chutz lamachna. If the nega went away, so then at the end of the first week, the kohen says he's tar. If the nega stayed the same, the Torah says, the kohen locks him up for another week. He says he's a musker for another week. What happens at the end of that week? Says the pasuk, Perek Gimel pasuk Vav, V'ra Kayin Isoy Bayim Hashvi Shenis. The Kayin looks at him on the seventh day, the second time. V'hine Keo Hanega. The Nega is not as bright as used to be. The color changed. It's still white. If it's not white, it's not Nega at all. But it wasn't as bright. It became a duller white. V'loy Pasa Hanega Bar, and the Nega didn't spread. What's the halach in this case? Tiare akayin, the kayin says that he's tar. Had the nega spread, if there was pisyon, so then he would be a muchot, he would be tamei, and the kayin would have to paskin that the person is tamei. The pasuk says there was no pisyon, so there's no pisyon, so that's not a reason to make him tamei. So therefore, the Torah says, the kayin tells him that he's not a musker anymore. He can't be a musker for more than 2 weeks. Therefore, after 2 weeks, since he's not a musker, so he's tar. Now the pasuk says v'hine keya hanega. Pasuk says that the nega got duller. It seems from the pasuk that one of the conditions for the kohen to send him home and to say that he's not a mitzvah anymore is that the nega changed its shade. It changed from a brighter shade of white to a duller shade of white. And in fact, as always, Rashi says keya hucha marisoi, the shade of the nega got duller. Ha. But we see from this pasuk, says Rashi Adiyik, what would be if nothing changed? What would be the halacha if the kohen comes at the end of the second week and he looks at the nega and there's no change? There's no simen tumah, no ser lava, no pisyon, no michil. It didn't change color. It's exactly the same as it was 7 days before. So Rashi says that the mashmoyis of the pasuk is that way, that the kohen will say, you're tamei. Because the pasuk says, though kohen says you're tahor, the kohen paskins that the mitzvah is tahor only in the case where it's keah hanega. Seems like if it's not keah hanega, if the nega stays the same, so then this is another way that the kohen is going to have to paskin on this mitzvah, that this mitzvah will be tamei, and seems like he's going to be a muchlet, just like a different mitzvah who gets one of the three simoni tumah. That is what seems to be from Shita's Rashi. Now the problem with this Rashi, the Ramban already asks over here, as well as the Rishonim in the Mishnayos and the Gom in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, is that if you learn the Mishnayos and the Gom, you learn the Mishnayos talk about what are the halachas of someone who has tzaras, who's a musker, who's a muchlet, and the Mishnayos discuss all the halachas. Over there, the Mishnah seems to say, specifically Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, that Mishnah, but it seems to be the Mashmoyis of many Mishnais, that in order for a person to become Tamei, in order for a Metzera Musker to become a Muchlet, you need one of the three Simani Tumah. Mishnah says over there, in that Mishnah, is that that the Mishnah is primarily talking about the halacha that different shades of white are mitzdarif. I don't have to have, there's a certain size the nega has to be. It has to be a gris. And that entire gris, that area has to be the correct shade, proper shade of white. If it's not the right shade, then it's not tame. So there are different shades, the Mishnah says, that are mitame. And you don't have to have, the entire nega doesn't have to be one shade. It could be two different shades. And they're mitzdarif. So the Mishnah says that they're mitzdarif, even in a situation, lifter esa'im b'sayv shvushani, that somebody who had tzaras, he was a muskar, and he had no simin tumah. So the halach is, it comes the end of the second week, the kohen comes and looks at him, and the kohen says, potter. The kohen says that if you're at the end of the second week, and there's no simin tumah, there's no change, the mashmois of the Mishnah, simple understanding of the Mishnah is that we send them home. So the Rishonim all ask on Rashi, what's Rashi talking about? How could you possibly tell me that if a Kohen looks at the Tzaras and he sees that the second week that the Tzaras wasn't Kayah, the Nega stayed exactly the same, there was no change between the first week and the second week, that you make him home to a Mukhlet and you say that he's Tomei. The Mishnah says the opposite. The Mishnah says that at the end of 2 weeks, if there's no Simin Tomo, then he's Tor. The truth is that the Mishnayis in the third parak of Negaim discuss all the halachis. There's different kinds of Negaim. The Mishnah over there says that there is Mavur in the Psukim. If you look in the Psukim, this is Parsha. There's regular tzaras that a person gets on his skin. There's a special type of tzaras that happens on a person's scalp if his hair falls out. There's tzaras on clothing. There's tzaras on houses. There's many different kinds of tzaras. And in the Mishnayis say that the halachas are not the same. What's considered a simin tumo for one type of tzaras is not necessarily a simin tumo for a different type of tzaras. So the Mishnayis in the third parak go through each type of tzaras and tell me what are the halachas of this type of tzaras. So in parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel talks about standard tzaras, or a basar, person's skin, is metam. It says that there's three simonim, like we said, serlov and michi and pissing. And it seems like the Mishnah is saying this is the only way that you become a Tomei Mukhlet. Right? You become a Musker right away when the Kohen sees the Tzarasi without any Simin Tumah. But the Mishnah says that in order to become a Mukhlet, you need one of the three Simonim. According to Rashi, the Mishnah should say that there's four ways to become a Mukhlet. There's three ways to become a Mukhlet if you have one of these three Simonim. And the fourth way is if the Nega stays for 2 weeks and there's no change. And the truth is that, in fact, the Mishnah does say such a halacha regarding a different type of Tzaras. Regarding the tzaras that a person gets on his clothing, on nigei begadim, it's what Mishnah says in that perek, the end of the perek in Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says that there are different simoni toma, different things that make a beged into a mukhlet, and one of the ways that a tzaras on a beged becomes a mukhlet is, it says, if it's oimich neishvus, the halacha is that at the end of 2 weeks, If the tzaras is still there, the Torah says that at the end of this week's parasha that you burn it. So that's a simin tumah. So if that's a simin tumah, so then that the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention any such thing regarding the halacha of nigei or basar would seem to imply naligrashi. The mashmois of the Mishnah would be that only these three things make a person to a mukhlet, but the fact that the nega stayed the same doesn't make a person to a mukhlet. The Rishonim over there in the Mishnah on Paragraph Mishnah Gimel ask, more than that, they ask that there is a Teres Kainim, which is also Mavur in the Mishnah on Paragraph Talmud and Nigo Mishnah Zayim. And the Mishnah says, and the Teres Kainim both say, that if you had a Tzaras, you locked the guy up, because he had Tzaras, and the shade of white, he came back, and the Kainim sees that the shade of white got brighter. It was Keho and Nasis Azam. So in such a case, what's the halacha if there was no sin in tumah, no other change? The only change between the beginning of the week and end of the week is that it became brighter. It became a brighter, a stronger shade of white. So the Mishnah is mavur that it's not tumah. There's no more sin in tumah. Nothing changed. It doesn't become more tumah because it's nasa azah. So if that's the halacha, that it doesn't become more tumah because it changed, then what happens? It's the end of the week. Sounds like anyways it would become Tomei. Even if it wasn't Asa Azi, it should become Tomei. Because at the end of 2 weeks, the halacha is if there's no other symptom, it becomes Tomei. And the third question that the Rishonim ask is that Rashi himself, even though Rashi over here, Allah Torah says this is trapped in the Pasuk, but Rashi himself in Megillah on Davches Mid Beis says explicitly that if the nega stays the same enough, there's no change after 2 weeks, you send him home, he's taught. So what's going on over here with this Rashi? And the truth is, the Rashi, it's not such a question on Rashi, there's mashmoy, so the Pasuk is like that. The Pasuk says, v'hine kea nega. So what's the pshat? So, if we go to the, if we discuss the first question, we had was the Mishnah doesn't seem to say this. The Mishnah says, lifter is a oimid b'sav shua sheni. That if you have a nega that's oimid b'sav shua sheni, sounds, the pashtas Mishnah sounds, that Amad means it stayed the same, Amad it stood still, nothing changed, there was no change in the nega. Sounds like there was no change. Even though it stayed the same shape. So there's a pirush on Tyrus from the, it's called the Sefer Mayim Tahirim. A very comprehensive pirush on Tyrus and on Solomon Masechtas and Tyrus and the Gom specifically. And in the Sefer Mayim Tahirim, he says that you could be matcha, you could be miyash, or she does Rashi and say that when the Mishnah says that it's ha'imid b'soy shu sheni, that if it stayed the same at the end of the second week, it's tahor, the Mishnah doesn't mean that it didn't change color. Avad, it has to change color, because Rashi says, it's mashma in the pasuk, that if it didn't change color, you will be metama. So what does it mean was amad, it stayed the same? It's not talking about the color, it's talking about the size of the nega. Because the halacha is, if the nega gets smaller, at the end of the second week, if the word the nega, if the nega gets bigger, for shneitzach it's pissing, but if the nega gets smaller, then you'd be metam even at the end of the second week. So the pasuk saying, the Mishnah saying rather, that if it was amen, that means that it did not get smaller at the end of the second week, afal pikin, you're going to be mitar, you're going to patter him and say that he could go home, that it's tahar, because there was no simitum. But the Mishnah is not discussing the shade, the color of the Nitzaras. Avada, the color of Nitzaras has to change, because if it doesn't change, then you're tummy. Now, Gabe, the question that the Mefarshim asked on Rashi, from the halacha of Kev and Asa Azza, that if it was duller, it became brighter, so we have a Mishnah, then Teres Kaina makes a drusha, that it's not tummy, so it sounds like the fact that it even got brighter is not a reason to make it tummy, so L'chayr Kolshke, if it stayed the same, that's not a reason that it should be tummy at the end of 2 weeks. So the emphasis is like this. We have to understand, the Mishnah, the Pasuk says, Hine Kayan Negan. Rashi says that in order for the Kayan to send the person home and say that he's not tummy, you need Kayan Negan. You need that the Negan should get duller. Originally it was brighter, and now it's not as bright. Now what does that mean that the Negan is not as bright as it used to be? Now we mentioned this earlier. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Negan, that there are different shades that are of white that are considered a nega. The Mishnah says there are certain shades of white that even though they're white, it's not white enough. It's not strong enough so that we consider it a tzeras. That is what the pasuk refers to later in the parasha as bayhak. Bayhak is a shade of white, but it's not a strong shade of white. It's a dull shade of white. So something which is bayhak is not tame at all. Then there are four different shades that the Mishnah discusses that are considered shades of tzeras. And within these shades of white, there are duller shades and there are stronger shades. The Mishnah lists them. The Mishnah says that the strongest is this Bahiris is Azek Yishelag. The brightest shade of white is white like snow. And the Mishnah says that there are other shades of white which are not as bright. There's Tzemer Lovon. There's white wool. There is Sira Heichel. There's a certain shade of plaster that they use to plaster the Beis HaMikdash. And there's Krum Lavan. There's the membrane around the egg. When you take off the shell inside the shell of an egg, the membrane, that the Mishnah says is not as bright as the other ones. So there's different shades. So when the Mishnah says, v'hinei kea nega, the Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, rather, that the nega used to be brighter and now it became duller. So how do you understand this Pasuk? The simple understanding of the Pasuk is that the Kohen comes, he sees that it's not the right shade anymore. It's a shade that had it been this shade all the time, it wouldn't have been a shade that's Tomei Bechlal, it would have been Bayak. So it went down from the nega tzeras, from a shade that is tzeras, to a shade that's not tzeras. So fashteitzach, in such a case, the kohen says that he's tor. It's not tzeras anymore. It's as if it's not white. However, the achronim, specifically the mizrahi over here, wants to explain that this is the sheet of Rashi. That Rashi understands that when the pasuk says v'hinei kea hanega, it doesn't mean that it went down to a shade that's not tzeras at all. It could be originally this tzaras was a stronger shade, was the stronger shade of white, it was azak yeshalik, it was the strongest, it was like snow. And then at the end of 2 weeks, as Pasuk says, v'nei kei anega, it got duller. It's not so dull that it wouldn't be a shade of tzaras. If it would have been this shade, meikara, you still would have made him into a musker. If there would be a ser lovin, if there would be a simin tuma, then I'd rather we would make this person tummy. So it went down a step. So the Pasuk is saying in such a case that hagam, that really the there is a mar nega over here, there is a mar of teras, but since it changed and it went down, so the halacha is that it's considered that there's some sort of shinui in the nega that says that we're not going to be mitam in such a case. When the Torah says, or Rashi explains the Pasuk, that we're going to be mitam in the nega, if there's no difference at all, that means that it didn't change b'chlal. It's the same exact shade that it was when you locked it up a week ago. So in such a case, we say there was amad and it didn't change b'chlal. So then avad, it's tummy. But if it changed a little bit, even though it's still a maranega, that's when the Torah says that you're mitar. So the Pasha Pshat, the way you understand the svara of Rashi is that since it was brighter and now you see that it faded a little bit, it's not as bright as it used to be, so then it's on its way out, it's on its way to disappearing completely, and therefore that's why you're being mitar at the end of 2 weeks. Masha'enkin, if it didn't change at all, then we won't be mitar. Then according to Rashi, we'll be mitar. But it could be that's not what Rashi holds. It could be the sheet of Rashi is, it's not the fact that it changed that makes it tahor. It's not the fact that it got duller that makes it tahor. It's the fact that it's a different shade. It changed. So who adin if it changed and it got stronger? Let's say originally it was a duller shade of white and it got stronger. It was keha v'nasas aza. So at the beginning of the week it was keha, and then you lock it up. At the end of the week it's aza. So in such a case, what's the halacha? So that's what we said from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when it's keha v'nasa aza, then the halacha is it's not a simin tumah. So it doesn't make the mitzvah into a mukhlet, but on the other hand, we don't say that, oh, it's a different shade, so it's a different shade, maybe we should be mitar legamri. That's the chiddush of the Teres Kain. That we need a drush of the Teres Kain to come tell me that if it was duller and it got stronger, I would think that just like if it was stronger and it got duller, we send him home or mitarim. So who adin, if it was duller and it got stronger, I should also be mitarim. What's the difference? Because this is a shinui and that's a shinui. It's not the same way it was at the beginning of the week. So that's where we have a drosha, we have a chiddush. The Torah says no. If it got duller, then we're matar. If it didn't get duller, if it got brighter instead, then we're not matar. But you can't come and tell me that now I have a kolshkin, that if I see that it got stronger, you're not mitamahim. We're not mitamahim, but we're not matarim. So then we should say the same thing, that the status quo should stay the same at the end of 2 weeks, and since there's no simintoma, we should be matar. That's not true. Because the whole assumption for the kasha, the rishonim, was that there was some sort of kavachomer. We're saying that if you see it got stronger than its tamei, and it's still and it's we don't make it more tamei, but we don't make it more tar. So kolshkein, if it stays the same, nothing changed. So then it's not a reason to make him tamei. But that's not the pshat according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the yisoid is the shinui. The difference is what makes it. Is what makes it tahor. So the chiddush over here is that if it got stronger, the difference, the fact that it's different doesn't make it tahor. But when it changed, you can't tell me, oh, so who had different state? It stayed the same. If there's no difference, it stayed the same. Fakert. Over there, it's taka more mistar, but that it should be tahor. So this is the shita. Some achronim suggest the miyashiv shita's rashi. This is how the re'im, understand shita's rashi. Now that answers, the re'im's mahalik will answer the kasha from this Mishnah of Kev and Asa Aza, but the Mizrahi himself says that he's not satisfied that this Mahalach will answer up the Mishnah Negam that we mentioned earlier. The Mishnah Negam said that there's three Simani Toma. The three Simani Toma is either the Ser Lovin or this Pisin or this Michio. There's regular colored flesh in the middle. If he doesn't have one of these three simonim, the mashmois, the Mishnah is that you'll never become a muchlet, you'll never be tummy. So then how could Rashi say, now the Mishnah Rashi says that if it stays the same, we will make you tummy. And that, the Mizrahi doesn't have an answer. So the truth is that it could suggest a different mahalak to explain Rashi. The emes is that Rashi doesn't say clearly in this pasuk, when Rashi says that if it's amad, that you make him tummy. Rashi doesn't say that he becomes a mukhlet. We said before that there's two types of mitzvah. Two types of mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that's a musker and a mitzvah that's a mukhlet. A mitzvah that's a musker is he has a white spot. he doesn't have one of the three simani tumah. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, the Torah says, you lock him up for a week and you see if there's no change, you lock him up for another week. And that's the halacha. And if the simani tumah, he becomes a mukhlet. If he's a mukhlet, so then there's no time limit. He's a mukhlet, he's tamei forever unless the simani tumah disappear. If the simani go away, then he will become tar. So all the other Rishonim besides Rashi understand that someone who's a musker, the Torah says that it's not impossible to be a musker more than 2 weeks. So at the end of 2 weeks, either you change into a mukhlet or you're out, or you're tar. So therefore, if it was aman and you don't have one of the three simani tumah, so you can't be a mukhlet, so then by default, you're not tam anymore. You become tar. And that's how these Rishonim learn. That's how they understand the Mishnais, and that's what they say. And therefore, they're asking on Rashi, how could Rashi say that if he's Ahmad, you change from a Musker into a Mukhlet? So the truth is, Rashi never says that he changes from a Musker into a Mukhlet. Rashi says that if it's Ahmad bin Marisai, he's Tommy. If it's Ahmad bin Marisai, he's Tommy. Rashi doesn't say if he's Tommy Musker, Tommy Mukhlet. It could be that Rashi agrees that he's not a Mukhlet. The Mishnah says that in order to become a Mukhlet, you need three Simonim, one of the three Simonim, and that you don't have. All they have is a Tzaras that stayed. Nothing, there was no change. So in such a case, the Tzaras stated and there was no change, says Rashi, you remain a musker. Where do you see? You see somewhere that you can't be a musker more than 2 weeks. The Rishonim understand that you can't be a musker more than 2 weeks. So then by default, you have to become tar. Perhaps Rashi holds that unless there's some sort of change that was keo, so then you remain a musker. You don't become a mukhlet, but you remain a musker. Now there's big nafkaminis besides that we're saying that till now we're saying the only nafkaminu between a musker and a mukhlet is that a musker is automatically tar after 2 weeks. And a mukhlet is not automatically tar until the nega goes away. Now we're saying, if you're saying in Rashi that you remain a musker forever till the nega goes away, so then what's the difference between a musker and a mukhlet? But the Mishnah in Megillah says that there's clearly differences between a musker and a mukhlet. The Mishnah says that when someone is a mukhlet and he becomes tar and the nega goes away, so the halacha is, as the Torah discusses at the beginning of Parashas Mitzrayim, that when the tzaraz goes away, there's a whole entire seder he has to do in order to become tar. He has to bring two birds, do sheitzi pyrim, and he has to do the whole seder that the pasuk says over there. Then he has to wait a week, and then he brings karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. A musker doesn't have any of that. A musker, if you have a musker at the end of 2 weeks, and the nega went away, let's say, when the kohen looks at the nega, and the nega was kay, and the nega went away, so the Mishnah says that a musker has nothing. He doesn't have sipayrim, he doesn't have karbon, he doesn't have anything. So if we say, according to Rashi, that if the nega is amat, he stays, he remains a musker, so fine, he'll remain a musker, he'll still be tameh. The Mishnah says that he has to be shiluch machnes. He's not allowed into the machne Yisrael, he's not allowed into any of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. Just like a mukhlet, there's not enough community in a musker and a mukhlet, the guy be that halacha. But eventually, when the nega goes away and he becomes tahar, there's a big difference, because if he was a mukhlet, then he would have to bring karbanis, he would have to bring tzipayrim. Since we're saying now that according to Rashi, he's only a musker, so as soon as he goes away, then he's tahar, it's finished. He doesn't have to bring tzipayrim, he does not have to bring any karban. So this could be potential yishu, this from Yashiv, the Kasha and Rashi from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is discussing how you become a mukhlet. The Mishnah is not telling me there's a situation where you remain a musker, so fine. So therefore there's no steer. That's why the Mishnah could say that there are only three simonim to make him a tzayir tami, because those are three simonim that make you into a mukhlet. But over here where he remains a musker, so the Mishnah is not discussing that case. Now this would be a very understandable, it would make sense of pshat and Rashi. I saw in the Sefer on Nigom, the Sefer Mishnah's Tyrus from Shurim or Rishomer Garbus, he says over there that he also mentions this Mahalach, and he doesn't like it. Why doesn't he like this Mahalach in Rashi? He says that Rashi's not mashma like that, because if you go back to the Rashi in Chumash, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, V'hine keya ha-nega, v'loi fosa ha-nega ba'ar. In order to be mitar, the mitzayra, you need that it was keya, which we're saying according to Rashi, keya is important. And you knew that was like possible, because if it was pissing, then he's a mukhlet. So the Rashi says, but what if it was Ham Amad bin Marisai? If it stayed the same, Mara, it didn't change, Oy Pasa, or it spread Tame. He's Tame. Now, Oy Pasa, if the Nega spread, then he's a mukhlet. When Rashi says, Oy Pasa, he's Tame, that definitely means that he becomes a mukhlet. There's no question about that pissing is one of the three Simani Tumah. So how could you come and tell me that when Rashi said Omed b'marisoi oy posa tomei, when he said Omed b'marisoi, that no, there he doesn't become a mochet. Rashi said either Omed b'marisoi or there was pissing, tomei is tomei. But the tomei that Rashi says is not equal between the two of them, because if it's pissing is a mochet, then if it's Omed is a muskar. So that's a big doichik to say such a pshat in Rashi. Hagam, that he does bring that there are other girsois in Rashi. There's another girsa in Rashi that Rashi says Omed b'marisoi v'loy posa, that he's Tomei, and according to this Girsa, Rashi, you could learn Rashi the way we're learning, that when Rashi says Tomei, he doesn't mean you become a Mukhid, he means that you remain a Musker. But the way we have Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Om Barisa Yoy Posa, and therefore, he's not happy with saying this explanation in order to explain this Pshat in Rashi. So therefore, he suggests a different Pshat based on a very important Yisoid in Tumas Hesker. The general understanding, the way we understand Tumas Hesker, is that there's two types of Tumas by Mitzayra. There's a Mitzayra who is a Musker, and there's a Mitzayra who is a Mukhlet. So the halacha is that when you have a Tzeras, you have a Nega, and there's no Simen Tuma, then you're a Musker. If you have a Simen Tuma, then you're a Mukhlet. There's two different, complete types of Tumas, and sort of the Tuma changes that so long as you have a Tzeras without a Simen Tuma, then the Tuma that you have is called Tumas Hesker. As soon as you get a simen tuma, then it changes, and mikana labo, the tumas hesker is over, and now it changes, and now what you have is called tumas hechlet, you're a muchlet. If you have tumas hesker, and then he doesn't, never gets a simen tuma, so we're saying according to, all the rishonim, besides for Rashi, that if it's amat, then you become tar, because you can't become a muchlet without simen tuma, and tumas hesker, you can't have more than 2 weeks, so then that tumas hesker is over. So at that time, for those 2 weeks, you had a tumas hesker, and then, afterwards, you don't have anything, so you're tar, you become tar. So this is the simple understanding. The ma'isa, there is a mashmois in Rashi and Tosis, not like this. There's a Mishnah in Nozim. The halacha is like this. The halacha is that Torah says is a parasha of a Nozir. A Nozir is somebody who's mekabel on himself Nazirus. He's not allowed to he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to be mitamal lemeisa. What's the halacha if somebody's mekabel Nazirus for a certain period of time, or if he doesn't say specify, so he's a Nazir, stam is 30 days. So a person is a Nazir for 30 days. In the middle of the 30 days, he becomes tamay, whether it's on purpose or it's by accident. Makes no difference. If he touches a mace, it becomes tummy mace. So the halacha is that he ruins his Nazirus. He soyser his Nazirus. The Mishnah says is a steer of the whole Nazirus is apt. What he does is he's not oh, he's a Nazir. He's still a Nazir. He has to wait till he becomes tar. He counts 7 days. Tummy mace is tummy for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, he brings special karbonis. And he starts over again after he becomes tar. He says, the Torah says he's galech. He has to shave all his hair. And he starts over. He starts regrowing his hair. And he has to start counting from the beginning. Even if he was on the last day's Nazirus, let's say it was day 29 of his Nazirus, and he becomes tamei day 29, so then he has to start over. He waits 7 days, become tar, and then he has to start over. He has to start counting another 30 days. All the days that he counted are nista, that's called the steer of his Nazirus, and there's nothing left, and therefore the halacha is he has to start counting over again from the beginning. That's the halacha or standard tumas mace when a nozer becomes tummy mace. The Mishnah says in nozer dafim dalam and alf. So the Mishnah says that there are certain types of tumas that are not as chomer as standard tumas mace. Certain types of tumas mace, and we'll see certain types of other tumas. The halacha is that there are certain types of tumas that although if a nozer becomes tummy, he has to suspend his counting. If he becomes tummy on day 15, let's say, so then he stops counting the days for his Nazirus till he finishes the tumah, till the tumah is over. And then, when that tumah is over, then he could resume counting the Nazirus from where he left off. So the Mishnah over there says that if somebody is a Nazir, and in the middle of the Nazirus he becomes a Mitzayra, so those days that he's a Mitzayra, as long as he has tumas Tzeras, tumas Hechlet of a Mitzayra, the halacha is that those days don't count. So if he counted 15 days for his Nazirus, and then he became a Mitzayra for a month, that month doesn't count. But when he finishes being Mitzayra, and he brings the Karbonos that a Mitzayra brings, and now he's completely tar from the Tumas Tzeras, he goes back, and he doesn't have to start counting over again from the beginning. He resumes counting. He became Tamei day 15, so he resumes counting day 16 till the end of his Nazirus. That is the halacha that's called a tumma that's not soiser. It's ain't a soiser, but it's ain't a oila le yimein nazira. It's not oila for the days of his naziris because those days don't count. So the Mishnah says in Nazir like this. The Mishnah says that when it comes to tumas teras, so the halacha is tumas teras. It is not oila for yimein nazirus. The Mishnah says you may svariv, you may gomroy. You may gomroy are when he's complete, when he's a certain mukhlet, those days don't count. Even after he finishes being a mukhlet, the halacha is, and he brings the tzipayrim, and he's not a mukhlet anymore, he's still not completely tar. He has to wait 7 days before he brings karbonis. Those 7 days are called you may svariv, those days also don't count. He has to wait till he finishes being his karbonis and is completely tar. Then, from then on, he'll go back to counting days in the ziris. Aval says the Mishnah, you may hezgeiroi shol metzayra oyloi. Mishnah says a chiddush. Mishnah says that if a metzayra was a metzayra musker. Day 15 of his nazirus, he became a metzayra musker. He got a tzaras without a symptom. And then he went, he showed it to the kohen locked him up for a week, and he came back at the end of the week, and there was symptom. So the first week that he was a musker, the halach, since he may hezgeiroi, the halach is those 7 days, they count for his nazirus. So day 15 to day 22, those 7 days are still counted as naziris. Now if he becomes a mukhid afterwards, so from day 22 onwards don't count, the way he has to wait till he becomes tar, and then he'll go back to counting to day 22, he'll count day 23 and further. That's the halach. So the Mishnah says, you may svari, you may gomri, you may tum saras, a hechlet of tum saras, is not oila, but you may hezgeri, the days that he's a muskir count. Taisis, Daf Nadal Mdbeis and Nozir, as well as Rashi later on in Daf Nadal Mdbeis, both say when they discuss this Mishnah that Yimei Hezgeri, they talk about a case of a Metzorah that was a Musker, and we say that the days that he's a Musker count towards the days of Naziris. Both Rashi and Taisa say that what's the case? The case was that he became a Musker. He was locked up for a week, and he was locked up for 2 weeks. And then, Rashi and Taisa say, he never got Simen Tumah. He never got a Simen Tumah, so after 2 weeks, Rashi Taisa says, it was Keo or it was Amat, depending on who you hold like, obviously, says these Rishonim, the Kain sends them home, the Kain says, you're not a Musker anymore, you're not a Musker, you're not Mukhlid, you don't have a Simen Tumah, you're Tar. So now, the question, so the Mishnah is telling us, in those cases, those 14 days of the Meis Geiroi count towards his Nazirs. Why do Rashi and Tosfos have to explain the case of the Mishnah that the guy was a Musker, and then at the end of the Hesker, he never ended up becoming a Muchot? Does it make a difference if he was a Musker, and then after he was a Musker, he became a Muchot, or after he was a Musker, he became Tar? What's the difference? If the Allah would be that when he becomes a Muchot, he's Soiser, he cancels all the days of his Naziris, so then the Mefarshim would have to tell me that there's no chiddush that when Tzayra Musker, the days count. Who cares if the days count? If afterwards it becomes a Mukhlid, the day after it becomes a Musker, he's a Mukhlid, and they cancels out all the previous days. So then we don't care how many days he counted. Anyways, he has to start over. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that when it becomes a Mukhlid, the days that he counted already still count. They don't get canceled. When he finishes being a Tziras, he goes back to the day that he left off. So you have a situation where a person was a Musker. A person can be a Musker for 2 weeks. He has 14 days. Those 14 days count for his Naziris. Then he became a Mukhlet for a month or a year, or however long he was a Mukhlet. And then after he finishes being a Mukhlet, he goes back to being a Nazir. And those days of Hesker still count. Because they count towards the days of his Naziris. So why do Rashi and Taisus have to say that the case is that at the end of the Hesker, he didn't end up becoming a Mukhlet? What's the pshat? So it would seem that Mashmois from Rashi and Taisus in Nazir is that if somebody starts off being a Musker, he's a Musker, and then after a week or after 2 weeks, he gets a symptom, and the Kohen says, no, now you're not a Musker anymore, now you're a Mukhlet. So the Mashmois in Rashi and Taisus is that not only do we say that from now on, till he stops being a Mukhlet, the days that he's a Mukhlet are not oila for his Naziris, now that he becomes a Mukhlet, now Lemafreya, the last week or the last 2 weeks that he was a Musker, those days also don't count towards his Naziris. Therefore, Rashi and Tosfos have to say the only echatimtzah we have that the man is skater or oila is only at the end he didn't end up becoming a muchlet. But if he ended up becoming a muchlet, then even the Yimei Hesker are not oila. And Kash is why? Why? If the Mishnah says, and the Gemara learns that from Drushes, that Yimei Hesker are not oila for, or Yimei, I'm sorry, Yimei Hesker are oila, and just Yimei Hechad are not oila, so Yimei Hesker are oila. What difference should it make if the end becomes a muchlet? The end does become a muchlet. So we see from Tosfos and Rashi, we see a very big yesod, besides for the fact that Musker has certain halachas, there are certain dinim that apply to a Metzayra Musker, but a Musker, every Musker is a potential Muchlet as well, since every Musker could become, you don't have to be a Musker to become a Muchlet. If you ask him to come right away, he becomes a Muchlet straight. However, a person who becomes a Musker, every Musker is a potential Muchlet, and when at the end he ends up getting a Simen Tumah, that's a Raya that he was a Muchlet even from the beginning. Whenever a Musker becomes a Muchlet, that's a Raya l'mafreya, he was already a Mitzayra Muchlet from the beginning. So you're right. When somebody is a Musker, so you may Hesker or Oilo. But if somebody is a Musker, and then he becomes a Muchlet, that means l'mafreya, he was never a Musker. Besides being a Musker, he was a Muchlet from day one, from the first day that he was a Mitzayra. And therefore, all those days, all those days of Yimei Hesker, now are considered, they're reclassified as Yimei Hechlet, and since they're Yimei Hechlet, they're not Oilo. The only case we have of Yimei Hesker that'll be Oilo for an Azra Yimei Hesker, that do not end in a person becoming a Muchlet. And it's very geschmack. There are a number of rais to this yisoid from the Mishnayis in the Gaon themselves. We'll mention one Mishnah, very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Gaon, Mishnah Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, talks about a case, without getting into the details, but talks about a case where a person got saras in a place of his body that can't grow hair. And the halach is yes, saras, and the tzaras is limited. There's no place for the tzaras to spread. The tzaras is exactly a gris. There's no way to have another symptom. It's impossible. You can't have ser lovon. You can't have pissing. You can't have mechi. You have a tzaras that's a gris. So the halacha is, a guy comes to the kain, he has tzaras that's a gris, so we make him into a musker. You make him into a musker and you lock him up and see if he gets the money tumma. Over here we know for a fact, it's impossible that he should get any of the three simani tumah. He can't get seir lovan, he can't get michya, he can't get pisin. It's not possible for it to spread. There's no place for it to spread on his body. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Lezer said that this guy is a musker. You have to lock him up for a week or two. So it says, the Mishnah says, the Tamid demastim. Amru loy, lama. They said, why do you have to lock this guy up? Legadol seir lovon eini ruya ulepisyein eini paisel lemechiyein mitama. He said, what's going on? What's the pshat? There is no hechatimtza. There's no hechatimtza for him to become a muchlet. So why you lock him up? So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Lazar answered, no, the case is Shem Tikonis Vetivsa. The case is that the Nega is slightly larger than a gris. It's not exactly the shear, it's slightly larger. So it could be the Nega will shrink. And when the Nega shrinks back to a gris, it's still a musker. He's not tar completely. He'll still be a musker. And then if it grows again, then it'll be pissing. Now Kitzer, Rabbi Lazar said that you're wrong. Rabbi Lazar told the Tamidim, you're not correct. If you would be right that there is no way for this person who's a musker to ever become a muchlet, it sounds like Rabbi Lezer agrees to the Talmidim. Then Avada, there's no reason in locking him up. But you're wrong, because over here there is such a case. There is a way for him to end up becoming a Muchlet. Now, I don't understand. What's pshat in the Talmidim and what's pshat in Rabbi Lezer? It seems to be a clear yesod v'shteit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be davar pashut in the Mishnah, that there is no reason, even no reason to lock up a Mitzayra or a Musker if it's impossible for him to become a Muchlet. I understand there's two different types of Tumas. There's a Parash Tumas Hesker, there's a Parash Tumas Hechlet. What does Hesker have to do with Hechlet? The Torah says that you lock the guy up for 2 weeks, and if he doesn't become Tumas, you send him home. So do the same thing over here. Lock him up for 2 weeks. If you'll come and check it in 2 weeks, you'll know already it's predetermined that he can't have Simoni Tumas, and then you'll send him home. He's Tumas for 2 weeks. Where do we find such a concept that you can't lock, there's no reason to lock him up, meaning there's no Tumas Hesker unless it's gonna end up being a Tumas Hechlet. But Yilchayra, from this Mishnah, we see this Yisayt that the whole idea of Tumas Hesker, when the Torah says Tumas Hesker, it's like, it's a conditioning, it's probationary, that it's becoming, it's a possibility that the person ends up becoming a Muchlet. When you have a Tumas Hesker, that it's impossible for the person to end up becoming a Muchlet, so then by definition it can't be a Tumas Hesker. So you see this idea that the Tumas Hesker changes into Hechlet when a person becomes a Muchot, so that's a gilui on the whole Tumas Hesker, that the Tumas Hesker L'mafrei was a Tumas Hechlet. Oh, so let's go back to our Rashi. So in the Sefer Mishnah's Tyrus, he wants to say that this is the Pshat over here in Rashi. We asked the Kash. We said, how could Rashi say that a person who's a Musker after 2 weeks, and the Nega didn't change, so Rashi says that he's Tomei. And he said the Mashmois in Rashi is that he even becomes a Muchlet. I becomes a Muchlet, why isn't he mentioned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that there's three ways, three Simoni Toma, three ways a person becomes a Muchlet. And it doesn't say, it should say that there's a fourth way, that if the Toma stayed the same. The answer is that Kasha is only a Kasha if you hold that every Musker is not a Muchlet. If you hold that there's two, the way we understood in the beginning, that there's two types of Tumas, there's Tumas Musker and there's Tumas Muchlet, and one has nothing to do with the other. There's two completely different types of Tumah, and when you become a Muchlet, you stop being a Musker and you change, and then you start becoming, you have a new Tumah called Tumas Hechlet. So then, the Mishnah is discussing, how do we create, what simonim are necessary? What conditions are necessary in order to create this Tumas Hechlet? So the Mishnah says there's only three conditions. According to Rashi, it's not true. There's a fourth condition. The fourth condition to create Tumas Hechlet is someone who had a Negah for more than 2 weeks. Automatically becomes a Muchlet. So now we have a Kasha. Why doesn't say it in the Mishnah? But now that we understand Shita's Rashi, not like that, the Shita Rashi in Tosis is that when a Musker changes, when he becomes a Muchlet, that means that he was a Muchlet all along. That means that from the beginning he was already a Muchlet. So what makes the person a Muchlet? Could you tell me that it's the Simoni Toma that make you a Muchlet? Of course not. Because if Lamafreya, he was a Muchlet from the first second he got the Tzeras, when he first got the Tzeras, and all the way in the beginning, he didn't have any of the Simoni Toma. So that means that the Nega itself created the Tumah. The shade, the white shade on the person's body by itself created the Tumah. And the Simoni Tumah are just rayas later. Those are only proofs that are Megala to us that the Tumah was created earlier. So if that's the case, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell you that a Tumah that's there from before it's given. Of course, that was the Aleph Beis. The Hakdama to the whole Tumah was that when I have a white spot on your body, person has a white spot on his body, the halacha is that if it stays there for more than 2 weeks, you become Tumah. If there's no change. And Mishnah is saying there are other rayas. We have other rayas that even without that you could create such a tumah. Melo, there's no kasha anymore from the Mishnah on the Shitas Rashi. We'll just end off with a very interesting Gemara. Really a Mishnah. Mishnah says in Chagiga and Avyud that Negon va'olois are mikr mu'at va'alochs merubais. They don't have a lot of psukim, but they have a lot of halachas. The Gemara comes along in Dafyud Aleph and the Gemara says, it's not true. The goyim is really mikra meruba. So the Gemara changes it. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. What the Mishnah means to say is like this. Negoyim is mikra meruba of halachis muatis. Negoyim has a lot of psukim. You look in the two parishes that are full of all the halachis, a lot of psukim upon psukim, tell us the halachis of tziras. Halachis muatis. But the halachis is not so many. Always, when you talk about the halachis of Tumas Oyel, mikra muat, there's a couple of psukim in the Torah, in parishes, in parishes Par, in parishes Chukas. Not as many psukim as we have by Nigoyim, but halachas merubis, and there's a lot of halachas regarding tumas oil that we don't find in the psukim. So the Gemara asks, "My nafkamina, who cares?" So very nice. You tell me a deal that always has a mikra muat and halachas merubis, and Nigoyim has mikra meruba halachas muatis. What's the who cares? Why is this important? So the Gemara says, "Im istap galoch milsa b'nigoyim." Let's say you have a suffik. There's a halacha about Negoim, about Tziras, that you're not sure what the halacha is. So where do you go? You have to go look it up. Where are you going to go look? Ayin Bikroi. So since there's a lot of psukim, you look in the psukim. Because there's a lot of psukim. Im istap galoch milsa b'olis. Let's say you have a suffik regarding olis. The Gabi Tumas oil, the Gabi Tumas mace. Ayin b'mastitin. You don't have a lot of psukim, so you're not going to find it in the psukim. So therefore, look in the Mishnais. Very interesting Gemara. So I saw B'Shem the Netziv. And Netziv says, you know what's pshat in this Gemara? The Gemara is telling you that when it comes to Negoim, we have a very interesting thing. Usually, we have the Torah Shebech Sav. And we know the Torah Shebech Peh explains that all the halachas Torah Shebech Sav. So what's the Torah Shebech Peh? The Shisha Sidri Mishnah, the Mishnais that were in Mekabel from Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel on Har Sinai. That's the Torah Shebech Peh. And that explains all the Mishnais. So usually, the Torah Shebech Peh has to explain all the halachas because the halachas are not all explained in the Pasuk in the Torah. He says the Gemara is telling us that by Negoim, it's not that way. that by Nigoim, it's possible that I could have a halacha that it doesn't say in the Mishnayis Bechlal. It's not in the halachas, it's not in the Torah Shabbat, because the halachas are in the waters. If I want to know what the halacha is, I don't look in the Mishnayis. It says, Ayin Bikroi, look in the Psukim. It says that it's there, that's going on this Rashi. If you could learn the entire Maseches Nigoim, you look in the Mishnayis, and you read the Mishnayis don't seem to say like Rashi. The Mishnah says, there is no remez anywhere in the Mishnayis, a clear remez to Shita's Rashi. In fact, that's why the Rishonim are arguing with Rashi. They say, no, the Mishnayis are mashed the other way. Now we try to explain why the Mishnayis are not a steer to Rashi, so that we could explain that the Mishnayis could fit with Rashi. But a raya to Rashi from the Mishnayis, we don't have. But when you look in the psukim are kemat mafurish like Rashi. The pasuk says inei kei adega. It's mashu that kei if it's amar otakabi will be tummy. So he says this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara means when it comes to negayim, if you masubik about it, don't look in the Mishnayis, because you look in the Mishnayis, you're not necessarily going to find the answer. You bedafka have to look in the psukim. When you look in the psukim, that taka tells you this halacha that I don't find in the Mishnayis.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.